I have been wrestling with myself here over the last several hours since news first broke of the Chris Rock, Will Smith altercation, let's call it, although it seems to be very one-sided. It seems as if it was promulgated, okay? Promulgated.
What does that mean?
Don't.
Bud, don't butt in.
Don't do it, bud. It means created or promoted by Will Smith. Apparently, he had taken exception to something said by Chris Rock concerning Will Smith's wife, Jada, and some alopecia condition that she may have. Now, be that as it may, Chris Rock was not aware of that condition. He was making a joke, which is what comedians do, about her general condition. I can forgive him that. I understand that there might have been a misunderstanding, but I've got a little bit of experience in this area, and it goes something like this. 2, 3, 4. I remember you. You're the one that wolfed at me on stage when I was singing at the Land of Clam.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, Frank. I remember you. Your name is Joey Fefalal, a two-bit comedian. I remember singing, and then you said, with a rear end like that, I bet you'd make a good boat anchor when my life is through. And the angels ask me to recall a smart ass of them all. Then I will tell them I remember Joey Falafel. I was on stage and you said, look at that big ass. How's about you use that as an anchor? Bill Abercrombie, he had a boat and he lost. Excuse me.
Why don't you get a drink of water?
I got it, Frank. And he lost the anchor one summer. And Joey Falafel said, use Margaret's ass. Joey said, use Margaret's ass. Joey said, use Margaret's ass as an anchor. Joey Falafel said that. I went into the audience and I said, say it to my face.
Beat it.
Wait. Joey said, no, I won't. You heard me the first time. Your rear end is big. Big enough to anchor a yacht.
Good God, Margaret.
That's right. Then I took him outside to his Jeep, bounced his head off the hood, and I said, have a good night's sleep. No one messes with me when I'm singing my ballads in a dump like the Land of Clam.
It's called Oysterland.
I don't care, Freck. And then I will tell them I remember Joey Falafel.
And his head got bounced off a Jeep, off the hood. It wasn't good. Joey looked pretty bad. When its life is through. And Joey says, I have a few regrets. And I'll say, you bet. It'll be the night it said my wife's ass was big, just big enough to anchor a yacht. And then Margaret bounced its head off a Jeep.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone.
All right, so what else?
What do you mean, what else? This...
Well, can I...
Hold on, Phil, because it just... I see, Frank. Look, bud, what happened the other night with
I saw what happened with Will Smith and with Guy Prescott.
Guy Prescott?
No, I mean Chris Rock.
All right.
Wait a minute. Now, I heard Chris Rock make the joke, and I seen Will Smith get all butthurt.
What do you mean, butthurt?
Well, just like, I mean, you got upset when a guy said your butt was big enough to anchor a yacht.
That was uncalled for. Excuse me.
Well, Margaret, what's the difference between a guy saying your ass is big enough to anchor a yacht?
Do I have to suffer this, Phil?
Margaret, you brought it up. You brought it up for discussion.
Let me jump in.
General, please.
All right, let me jump in. First of all, you know, Chris Rock was out of line slapping that guy, that kid Chris, or I mean, excuse me, Will Smith was out of line slapping that kid Chris Walk. Chris Rock, out of line.
All right, then I guess you're saying I'm out of line when that guy said my ass could anchor a ship.
Margaret, yes. You know, I mean, you have to put up with...
Frank, you're my husband.
Yes, I'm your husband.
And you booked me in that toilet.
Look. You wanted to do a summer of singing. You wanted to do a summer of singing dates throughout the San Pedro Long Beach area. And I did, to the very best of my ability, booked you into some of the finest seafood and clam joints. Now, the land of clam or... Well, let's say it was the land of oyster.
Oh, it was Oyster Land.
Yeah, it was Oyster Land is one of the premier venues for, you know, for the steam bucket.
Yeah, what's that got to do with me singing?
Well... You keep them entertained, and they enjoy. Now, Joey Falafel called out. It said that your rear end was big.
That's right. And guess what? He will regret that for the rest of his life.
Oh, come on. You bounced his noggin off the Jeep, and that was the end of that.
Right. Well, he doesn't screw with me anymore.
And then Bob Abercrombie called me the next day, and it said, look, Frank, I have no interest in using your wife's, you know, and it said your wife's ass. And I said to it, it's okay, Bob. And
Well, I would assume, no, he would not want to use my ass as a boat anchor.
Right. But that's what Joey Falafel's joke was all about.
All right, now I want to jump in here since it is kind of my show. Hi, folks, Phil Hendry.
Yay! It's the host of the show. Now now everything's going to start dragging.
Yeah.
Oh, well, pardon me. Then you go right ahead.
No, it's all right, Mr. Hendry. Come on.
No,
go ahead, Mr. Hendry. Don't be a baby.
Well... What do you want to say?
I want to say this. I agree that Will Smith was out of line, just as you were out of line.
All right, that's what I'm trying to tell it. You know, it got up this morning. It said, listen, I love it. It's my wife. And it means everything to me.
That's great, Frank.
But it got up this morning and said, Frank, what do you think about Will Smith slapping it? I said, who? And I said, what? And it said, it slapped Chris Rock. I saw that. I said it out of line.
What? You say out of line. Chris Rock is up there making fun of that man's wife.
Wait a minute, Margaret. First of all, Chris Rock didn't know that this was a medical condition. Secondly, he's up on stage. He's telling jokes. Some of them may be unsavory. Some of them may be downright insulting. But for that guy to go up on stage and violently attack that man, a performer on stage, he basically has opened the door for that, for anybody to do that.
Oh, horse manure.
Well, what did you do?
That was before I ever heard of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Are you kidding? That was two summers ago.
All the more worse that you done it two summers ago. Oh, my God.
So you did this two summers ago when the guy said your ass could anchor a boat.
This guy, Joey Falafel, is a comedian. He works all the very best shellfish joints while everybody's cracking their shrimp, eating their oyster.
He's telling jokes.
He's up there telling jokes. All right. So good that I get up and I'm the featured singer for the night. Joey's in the audience. By now, he's two pitchers of beer into the night. And he's saying, take a look at that butt. Jesus.
No, you know, I told you, Margaret.
And I would think you'd want to defend your wife.
I did defend it to the best. I defended you, Margaret, to the best of my ability.
When you say you defended it, you defended your wife or it's...
I defended it, my wife, and it, my wife's rear end.
I swear to God, I'm going to lose...
Wait a minute, wait.
So Falafel said, hey, check, you know, there's a super yacht out here. You know, I thank God that none of the Russian oligarchs was around because Falafel would have had a field day
talking about how the Margaret's rear end could anchor a super yacht?
Pretty much, yeah. Do you see the one that that guy, Ababamski, has? I don't know. It's got a big yacht.
All right, so what's the point here? Do you agree with me or you don't?
I don't agree. I do not agree that I'm supposed to sit there and take it from a cheap little creep like Joey Falafel, who's a real third-rate comedian, can't get any really decent gigs. He's working clam joints. He's working raw bars.
Yeah, but Ms. Gray, you're singing in raw bars and clam joints.
I'm doing that as a favor to my husband because he knows the owners of a lot of these dumps, right, Frank?
Yeah, that's right. I promised Chesapeake Eddie that I'd have Margaret singing in the Horror of Shrimp, which is up on PCH.
What is the name of this place?
It's the name of the guy's shellfish place.
It's a shrimp place. It's actually all you can eat for like $3. It's great.
Margaret, do you mind singing in these places?
No, I don't mind. I know. This is like a warm-up. These are like, it's like spring training. And then I go into the main season. I do some backup singing. You know.
It's great. You get a lot of gigs doing backup singing?
I do some studio work. Yeah, don't worry about it, okay? Don't worry about it. I got it covered. I cover the waterfront, if you'll pardon the pun.
All right, so here's what we have. Will Smith attacking Chris Rock.
Now, you got to watch what you're saying about it, Phil, because Will Smith is a powerful man and could destroy you.
I understand that, and I'm not looking to start a fight or get it. I'm just giving my opinion as, what do you call, a talk show host, right?
Yeah, a talk show host is supposed to give an opinion.
Well, that is true. Yeah, and I'm saying it was wrong of him to slap Chris Rock.
Well, do you think it was wrong of Chris Rock to make that joke?
Given the context of the moment, the fact that he was not really mocking the woman's ailment or the woman's condition, the fact that, and even if he was, it's something to deal with after the show, something to deal with backstage, something to deal with between lawyers, if you want, or between agents or whatever. You don't get up on stage and you attack someone violently.
Well, I did it. What do you think of that?
I don't know. What did this falafel guy do, Frank? You're a George. Look at that. It almost called me George. What did this falafel guy do, Frank?
I settled out of court with it, okay? I paid it a couple of bucks and told it to get lost.
Well, I wish you hadn't even done that.
Margaret, you can't go after someone just because they said your ass is so big. If it was used as an anchor for a submarine, it would create drag. I'm Frank Gray.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit.
Think you're funny, don't you?
What? Well, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling Falafel said...
Well, Falafel said a lot of unsavory things, and by the end of the evening, he regretted every minute of it.
What? Now, what does this mean? You bounced his head off a Jeep.
I did. And I'm telling you right now that if you're going to heckle or mock a performer, and the performer comes off stage and gives you what for, okay?
They gives you what for.
I mean kicks your ass.
Well, it's wrong, Margaret.
Well, let me ask you something. Did Chris Rock come off the stage and slap Will Smith?
No, he did not.
No, he did not. Will Smith went up there. I came off the stage and defended myself. If Chris Rock had come off the stage and defended himself...
Wait a minute. What's it defending itself from? It's defending itself from the people staring at it?
Yeah, because Chris Rock, he's looking at Will Smith. He was laughing at it.
Well, that's the difference, okay? I had a right to come off the stage and defend myself.
No, I don't see any difference.
Why not?
There's no difference, Margaret. It's a violent interaction between performer and audience, whether it's coming from the audience or whether it's coming from the performer, because you don't like something about the other doesn't mean we solve this violently.
Well, I'll tell you what should have happened. The Academy... In my opinion, the Academy not stopped the show or anything like that, but they should have immediately interceded and gotten both of those guys off the stage. I know that they gave them the award.
What do you think's going to happen? They're not going to give the guy the award.
They got to give Will Smith the award because it won it and it deserved it. In the case of Margaret, I will tell you, Mark, I do not agree with Joey Falafel saying your ass is so big that it would rival any depth charge that in any World War II ship what it had ever known.
All right, Frank.
So I agree it shouldn't have said that, but you coming off the stage...
Then you're agreeing that that Will Smith should not come up onto the stage.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
It's apples and oranges, okay? It's apples and oranges.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. The apple is Will Smith going up and smacking Chris Rock. The orange is Ms. Gray coming off a stage and slapping Joey Falafel. Apple or orange?
Apple to orange.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you saying they're different?
Yeah, they're different.
Well, who was right?
I mean, I think that... I don't know.
So you disagree with Will Smith smacking Chris Rock by coming up on the stage, or me bouncing Joey Falafel's head off of his Jeep by coming off the stage?
What?
Never mind.
God almighty.
Well, you heard it. I gave you the lowdown. I gave you the story. Read it and weep, chump.
Oh, God, Margaret. Jesus. We'll be right back with more commentary here from Margaret. Frank Gray is joining us this evening. We also have General Shaw, Bud Dickman, myself, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Chumps by the Bay, the tastiest seafood you ever done did have. Seafood, chops and steaks, and big pitchers of beer. You'll either walk out of there or crawl out of there. Chumps by the Bay. And by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Yes, by simply getting a subscription for a month or for a year, into your life comes 50,000 plus hours of some of the funniest radio and digicast you ever did done here. Videocasts, pre-shows, home movies, it just never ends. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a subscription today. Not tomorrow. Today.
Today's winning numbers, 7, 8, 6, 2.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show here, baby. It's the 29th of March. We're in the middle of, not in the middle of anything.
We're right at the beginning of spring.
And welcome to our show. We just got done talking about the Academy Awards.
You know, I'm so sick and tired of talking about that, I could puke my guts up.
We got Don Mixa joining us now. Don, this is the first ever Don Mixa Jazz. Come on in, Don.
Yeah, it is. The first ever Don Mixa Jazz Festival.
Now, I am very proud that you have invited me to sing, Don.
I think that I don't think it would be complete without having Margaret out there doing some of the great standards. You know what songs you want to do?
Well, I think I'd love to do My Valentine, My Funny Valentine.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Then I think I'd like to do something like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know, you know.
Well, if you improvise, we want to make sure that you are keeping it on the rails, you know.
Okay, don't worry, I'll keep it on the rails.
Right.
Well, what were you thinking of doing, Margaret?
I want to do a full improvisational thing. Because, as you know, I'm a big fan of Lang Delton's.
No, we are not going to have Lang Delton.
I understand that no one likes Lang Delton.
What you're going to? What are you going to do?
Look at him,
God, Phil.
Hey, what's wrong, Henry? My wife wants to improvise. Why can't it?
I'm not saying that your wife can't. What do you want to do? That's got nothing to. First of all, Don, is it all right if I improvise?
Is it all right if you what?
If I improvise.
Yes, we'd like to hear you improvise, Mark. We're just afraid that, as Phil said, it gets too far afield.
I don't like to have constraints as an artist, all right? And what do I mean by that? It means I like to just be able to wing it, you know?
Well, give us an example.
Can you? Yeah, exactly. Can you give an example?
All right, here. I love the way you look. Do love the way you cook. Why don't you do? You don't have your trumpet.
I don't have my trumpet with me right now. I'll tell you what it will sound like. Okay.
Why don't you ever have your trumpet, Mixa? That's my question.
Mixa?
I'm sorry. Why don't you ever have your trumpet done?
Don, are you going to have your trumpet at the Don Mixa Jazz Festival?
Yes, of course I'll have my trumpet. Right now it's getting repaired.
You're always getting it repaired, man.
Yeah, maybe I am always getting it repaired. How about you?
What?
So, Don, go ahead and play the mouth trumpet. It goes like this. I like the way you look. I like the way you cook. Never mind.
What's the problem?
That doesn't sound like a real trumpet.
That's because it isn't. It's not a real trumpet.
I don't have... Look, all I'm doing is I'm giving you a flavor, because I've got to know, Margaret, if you're going to improvise a song...
All right, but can we get a real trumpet when I'm out there?
Yes, you'll have a real trumpet. It'll be me playing it.
I don't even know if you know how to play a trumpet.
Oh, my God.
All right, we assume, Don, yes, you do.
Yes, of course. I'm telling you, this is the way it's going to sound.
I'm Margaret Gray. Say hey. I don't know.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? Listen to that.
Margaret, I'll tell you. When you get out there Friday night at the Don Mixer Jazz Festival. You're going to love it. You're going to love it no end.
By the way, speaking of Friday night, it's our chat.
Can I just say, I didn't come on here to listen to you plug the chat.
Phil, save the chat plug for a better... Oh, God.
Yeah, Phil.
I like the way you... Give it to me again.
Give you what again?
Watch it, Don.
I don't... Play the trumpet.
I like the way it feels. I like the way it is. It just, it's not,
it doesn't sound good, Don. Oh, it doesn't sound good? I cook on that trumpet, and you just heard an example of it.
Yeah, but Don, that's not the, you're doing it with your mouth.
Yeah? What about it?
Oh, you are so sick.
All right. Don Mixa, Friday night, the Don Mixa Jazz Festival. And where's that going to be? It's going to be at Porkabee's on the Pier, 6191 Pier Avenue in Clefco. Okay?
Now, where is Clefco?
Where is Clefco? You don't know what... No, I don't. I don't know where that is. It's north of Santa Barbara. Okay, it's going to be at... What is it? Porkabee's on the Pier in Clefco, right there on Pier Avenue. You're going to love it. Margaret will see you out there.
Yeah, that's great. I would really appreciate a trumpet player.
I play the trumpet, okay? Listen to this.
What about Chris Kemp, Phil? Can we get him?
Chris lives in Canada. You want to bring a guy down from Canada when you got me right in your backyard. Watch the way you say that you're in my wife's backyard.
Oh, man. All right, Frank, give it a rest.
Well, it sounded like you were being like the vulgarity.
All right, so the Don Mixa Jazz Festival coming up Friday night at the what?
Oh, geez. Porkabee's on the Pier.
Porkabee's on the Pier. Pier.
F it. You know what? I'm calling off the jazz festival.
I'm going to be there.
I know, but I'm just calling it off.
Why?
Because you're laughing at me.
So what, man? So what? You still have it, you know?
You can still have your little jazz festival. Oh, my little jazz festival, huh?
Yes. Because Henry laughed?
It just hurts, that's all.
Oh, you'll get over it, Don. Don Mixa's Jazz Festival.
It's called Don, not Don Mixa, Don's. Don Mixa's Jazz Festival. Porkabee's on the Pier!
Get out of here, Don.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
Go on.
Get out of here. You yell like that.
I'm sorry, Phil. I got frustrated.
Well, what are you frustrated about?
I'm playing some of the most smoking hot trumpet.
You're doing it with your mouth, Don.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's right. Go out and make sure he gets to his car, because I got a feeling he's been drinking.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Mr. Mixer.
What do you want?
So, Margaret, thank you for filling us in tonight on your kind of Will Smith experience. Well, I understand it's not exactly the same thing. And I also agree with you, Phil. I do not concur that performers or audience members should just willy-nilly interact violently with their opposite, whether it's a performer or the audience. But that night, on that particular day, I'm at this seedy joint called the Land of Oyster. What was it, Frank?
I told for the 19th time. It was called the Republic of Clam.
Oh, my ass it was.
Well, yeah, and your ass was what...
Your ass is what it was all about. Watch it. The Republic of Clam.
That's my understanding.
Yeah? So anyway, I'm on stage. Falafel says, get a load of the rear end on that. I bet you could anchor a super yacht with it. That's when I went down, grabbed him by the lapels, dragged him outside, asked, is that your Jeep? He said, yes. Went over to it and bounced his head off the hood. Oh, you find it funny now.
No, I don't know what I find funny. I guess, why is it that that's okay? Yeah, see, you think that's okay because it's some toilet like the Republic of Clam, which is right down there in Oyster Place, you know?
Oyster Place?
Right off of PCH in Pedro.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. But Will Smith comes up and smacks the taste out of Chris Rock's face, and you don't think it did a good thing?
No, I do not, and I still don't. Well, I have to agree with Phil.
All right. I was just trying to back my wife up. But who needs to back up my wife when it's got a butt so big you could use it for a demolition ball and just, yeah, knock down building?
All right, Frank, thanks a lot.
Well,
boy, I'm going to tell you what. Admit just for a few seconds that maybe my ass is a little big and I get this.
I was defending you from falafel.
All right, well, thank you very much for that anecdote, Frank and Margaret. Don Mixa, wherever you are, thank you. The Don Mixa, whatever it is.
Yes, the Don Mixa Jazz Festival.
Don Mixa Jazz Festival coming up on Friday. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Frank Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Don?
I'm Don Mixon.